Kenny, here we are again at the first week of a new season and a routine that you've been familiar with every year since you were, 17, something like that?
Yeah, that's it. It's great as well. And anticipation builds up towards the start of the new season, certainly for all of the players. They're glad to get back and get back training. But once the games actually start, it's a good period. And, pre-season's over and, we're into playing at our own level.
I know that the game has changed over the time that you've been a player and manager and coach, but I wonder if a lot of the routines that are good at this time of the year are still the same as they were all those years ago.
Well, there's one thing, you have to be as fit as you possibly can be, and you need a fit and athletic team. That hasn't changed, and that never will change, because basically football is a running game. For us anyway, there's different ways of getting people fit and keeping them fit, and obviously lifestyles, diet, a lot of other components come into that as well. But the basics of pre-season, of fitness and enthusiasm, do go a long way, and that's still been the case this year.
And have the players come through pre-season? I mean, you always pick up the odd knock here and there, but by and large, are they where you want them to be?
Yes, Danny Batt starts training, full training next week, but we knew about that. That was something that happened end of last season. We knew that was coming. Both Jed Wallace, our new signing, and George Saville have missed 3 weeks now with knee injuries. But both have trained this week, so we'll be fit and available for selection for games next week. So that's good news. So after that, we have a fully fit squad. And now coming through a six-week period of pre-season, that's very good. We've given lots of people game time. The team has shaped up very well, certainly in the last two games. And there's quite a high number of young players that have had opportunities to train with us and play in the friendlies and stake their claim for the future, whether that be now or coming along during the course of the season.
And it's a growing squad, isn't it? At the risk of stating the obvious, tell us why you wanted Adam Lafond.
I think that is goal scoring is something that attracts me. I think that he guarantees goals. I think if you're in a side that creates the chances, he can put them away. And also for the two strikers, the two out-and-out strikers that we have in Afobe and Dicko, I think he gives us good competition, because you do need four strikers if you are going to be successful. So he's at the other end of the scale at 28 years old. He brings experience now as well, certainly a lot of experience of doing well in the Championship, and I'm pleased to add those qualities to the club.
It seems that you've got him on quite a good terms, in a way, that you've got him for the season, and if things go well, as hopefully they will, you can extend it beyond that.
Yeah, that's exactly the case, and his family are in Stockport, which isn't too far away from us, which really does suit him. And it's very easy for him to jump on the train and come down here in the mornings. And we feel now he'll build up. He'll build up well with us, and he'll add a lot to our front line.
The young lad from Liverpool you've brought in this week, he's not perhaps so well known to a lot of people at the moment, but I know you've scrutinised him very closely.
Yeah, he's in England, or has been last year, an England youth international. Played all the way through, natural left-footed, quick left winger, and we were impressed with how well he did at Wigan in a side that at the time was struggling last season at the back end. And he played 11 games and showed good quality, good pace, good power, and in a side that was finding it difficult at the time, we felt a very good attitude. We were impressed with that, and then made the approach to try to take him this season.
Are you close to your final squad now for how it's going to be at the end of August?
Well, it'll certainly start the season as we are, recruitment's always an ongoing process. If we can improve any one position, we will at any time. We never sit back. Bringing players in is a difficult thing. To some degree, all recruitment is a gamble, and we need a very, very high percentage of ours to be successful. Similarly, working with young players through the youth ranks into the senior side, and trying very hard to see if they can then improve the standard of the group, the standard of the first team, and really try to take us on from where we were last year into one of the higher positions.
Has the picture changed at all regarding Kevin McDonald?
No, it's very, very quiet on him at the moment, but the picture hasn't changed. Kevin's been you know, very, very professional. He has a year left on his contract anyway, and is really looking forward to helping the team and continuing his very good form for Wolves that he's produced since he's been here.
Now, some players lose focus at times like that. You know him better than anybody because you've worked with him for all the time here. I get the impression he's not the sort of guy who will lose focus in this sort of situation.
No, he won't be when we start against Blackburn and then Newport and then Hull. You know, he'll be there, and you know, he's been a key player for us over the last couple of seasons, and he won't want to lose that.
At this time last year, you had a number of players in your squad who ended up being there in the team for most of the season who had never played Championship football, or certainly had never had a full season of Championship football. Now, a lot of them have that experience. How much difference is that going to make for you this year, do you think?
Yeah, we hope it, and our aim is to make sure it continually improves both the players as individuals and the team as a whole. There's got to be a drive in everybody at the club to be better, to continually be better. We're at the top end of a division that is very competitive, and you know, for us to do that again and then go one better is a big challenge, but it's a challenge that we're ready for, and it's a determination in every single person to make sure that they're better than they were last year.
The young players that you talked about that had a bit of time in pre-season, and several of them did very well, could we envisage a situation like was for the example with someone like Iorfa last season, that you will feed them in gradually along the way?
If there's spaces, yes. If they produce well enough, then yes. And a number of them have shown up well in pre-season in different levels, different things that they've brought to the club. And that's an important period to assess that and then use it when it's right. Bring on and develop their confidence, which you always need as a player. You need to build up that confidence and feel like you're appreciated and backed by everybody here. You have to, you earn that, but getting that opportunity is a big one, and there's a lot of hungry players here and a lot of hungry young players here who'll be looking for that opportunity.
And straight in with a good game against one of the sort of hardy perennials of this league.
Yeah, very much so. Blackburn finished a place below us last year, and you know, we know going to Ewood Park is a big test and a good game, and whoever you play in the Championship, it's going to be a hard game. It's not something that we focus too much on the opposition. It's about us playing well, doing our best, and making sure we start the season as we hope to continue it with quality and with enthusiasm.
Just one last thought, if I may. As last season went on, we saw the team develop in lots of different ways, but you developed a real style in the second half of the season. You started off being solid and developed this really entertaining style as we go through. Where are you going to start this season?
We hope where we left off. We won our last game, so
yes.
You know, we want to be, you know, starting like that. But you know, the start and the end do produce quite often different ways, different types of football. Quite often, the start of the year is very cagey, very competitive. Everybody's fit, everybody's fresh. So, you know, it's a tough period. But I do believe that the first 10 games can, you know, really help you build your confidence and making us focus on that period and do as well as we possibly can to build up as much confidence and momentum as we can throughout the season.